earning consumer trust for our food. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're not going to restore and rebuild consumer trust overnight. This has to be something that we stay engaged in for decades.
The tireless work our farmers do on a daily basis in producing our food is just not enough to maintain consumer trust in our overall food system. But Charlie Arnott, the chief executive officer for the Center for Food Integrity, says it's their job to try and build trust for America's food system and American agriculture. He spoke to farmers recently at the American Farm Bureau Convention.
I can say with complete confidence the U.S. food supply is safer, more available, and more affordable than it's ever been. It is nothing short of miraculous, but that doesn't mean necessarily that it's going to have universal consumer acceptance or support. And so we've got work to do in that area, and just making sure that it's safe and affordable and available is not enough.
Arnott says with the constant changes in consumer demand and choices, it's becoming more difficult for farmers to stay engaged and share their story of just how they produce livestock and crops, and as they've done in the past, relying on science alone is not the answer.
What consumers are really interested in knowing is, do you care about what's important to me? Do you share my values? And are you willing to give me honest information and be transparent? If we can cross that threshold where they believe we share their values, that we're going to be honest, we're going to be transparent, then we're given permission to give them more information. But science in and of itself is not persuasive. In fact, if all we do is introduce science, we actually galvanize and drive people away from us.
Charlie Arnott says it's critical for farmers to stay engaged with the general public, especially when it comes to using social media.
So whether that's talking about what they're doing on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it happens to be, finding some way to be engaged in that conversation, to embrace consumer skepticism and concern, not be defensive when they're asked those difficult questions, and to learn how to respond in a values-based way.
Arnott says bestfoodfacts.org is a great website for anyone looking for objective, fact-based info about food. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.